Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I'm going to the past.
To the past?
I don't like to live in... Yes, I like to live in the past. Who are we kidding?
I don't like to... No, I'm lying.
Never mind. I like to live in the past. We have a family meeting on Am I the Jerk.
Okay.
Owen and Hudson are in the studio. My 11 and 13-year-old. Good morning, boys. Morning. It's almost time for 8th and 6th and 8th grade. They're going to be starting next month.
That's so good.
But Hudson is still mad at me about something.
Hud is?
To this day.
He said, I am?
To this day.
Okay.
He's still mad that I told him on April Fool's Day... that I was pregnant.
They're still salty about that?
Hudson is. Owen and I don't talk about it because Owen just won't talk to me about it.
Owen just chose to, Owen, you know, forgive and forget. Look, or maybe just forget.
I don't think Owen... He didn't believe it.
I never forget.
That's what I felt.
Never forget.
Owen didn't believe it and Owen left the room. But on April Fool's Day, I came home and I told them I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. That was impossible, but literally.
I literally said it.
He did. I go, screw you. You know, how do you know it's impossible?
But we crafted it on there.
Your hot flashes caused you not to have them anymore.
Chill out. Hey, chill out.
Now you went too far.
I bet your mom that she wouldn't do it. So she was like, watch me.
Yeah. No, DZ did. And I said, I'll tell the boys that I'm pregnant. And I did film it, but they were so traumatized, I couldn't even put it on the internet.
Not for public consumption.
So now that time has passed, how many months has it been since April Fool's? And enough now that I feel like we can actually talk about it without being completely traumatized.
Has it been
obviously,
4 months?
I'm not pregnant, okay?
Right.
That's pretty obvious. And don't make a joke
obviously.
About that.
Obviously.
Not obviously.
Because it would have been evident by now.
Thank you. But they were very upset. Like Hudson, you got visibly upset when I did it.
Yes.
You thought it was, yes. He thought it was too far. Like genuinely, like I want you to be honest right now for Am I the Jerk. You said it was not cool.
Yes, you are.
Because?
Because you went too far.
Okay.
And, you don't and want- I asked you, who's that? And you're like, I don't know.
I didn't know what to say when he asked who the dad was.
You can't even remember the dad.
Oh, Lord. Too logical of a question.
The jokes.
Too many questions too fast. Your mom was like, oh, I thought y'all was going to react differently.
Shoot. Y'all are too old. What do I say?
Y'all are asking logical questions.
Well, and then after I told him I was pregnant, Owen went, okay, mom, and left the room and got annoyed.
Yep.
Then Hudson stayed and got upset and was like, hold on. Who's the dad?
He continued to talk. He said, young lady, sit down.
Yeah, he did. Like, he's my dad. I'm like, you're 11. So then Hudson, I said, well, what's the problem if I was pregnant? And you said?
Well,
do you remember?
What did I say?
You said, I like our little family.
Aww.
Yeah. Isn't that the cutest thing ever, you guys? He said, we don't need a fourth.
But you wouldn't want a sibling?
No.
He's got Owen and he's got a stepbrother. He's over.
You're good.
I mean.
He doesn't even want to have kids. That's a topic for another day.
As a kid, who wants kids?
Nobody.
You know, rarely do you, you know, I want
so
kids.
Annoying. Why would I want a mini me of myself? I'm already so annoying.
No, you are not. Okay.
And my generation in the future when I can actually like have kids, it's going to be so brain rotted.
Well, that's on you to stop it.
Yeah,
okay?
Pretty much. Okay, so.
Let's be honest, it's not stopping.
Am I the jerk for telling my kids I was pregnant on April Fool's Day? Single mom. No boyfriend.
That they know of.
I'm laying it all out for you. Owen, would you like to chime in on this, babe, my almost eighth grader, into the mic?
DZ, I know we can get back on my mom.
So, what's up?
Basically,
yeah.
I have an April Fool's planned. First,
I'm here. Does he know that?
I was going to say, right. Like, should this be something you got to text me
about?
You're
not in this. So,
I'm in here.
But you said it's to get back at your mom. She can hear you.
DZ, this is a really funny prank we can play on the police, which you get my mom.
Oh, nope. So, I'm on.
You lost me at police.
Mic off.
Goodbye.
I'm not hearing you out.
We can't hear you out because we heard police.
Nope. I'm out.
All right. 414-533-1037. I'll take it. If I went too far, I mean, because we're joking, but I'm serious. Like, I'm joking, but I'm not. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If I went too far, let's talk about it, because I'm not saying I go too far all the time, but I don't know if I've ever gone too far with them like that.
You know,
I don't know if it was too much for them. They're only 11 and 13.
I am. You are the jerk. You know what I
mean? You're only 46.
Forget you.
No, I think you are the jerk. And it really stems from my own children, because not that long ago, young Sammy, our oldest, our 4-year-old, my wife and I, Aaron's, he came up to us and said that he had a dream, and this was unprompted. He came up to us and said he had a dream that you had a daughter, a little girl, but that she wasn't a baby. And that, to me, left an impression, and I forgot to tell you about it.
Oh my gosh.
Allie's only got boys.
Wait,
so where's
new dog,
girl
new dog,
from?
New dog.
No, he said it was a girl. He said it was a daughter.
Wait, so I'm supposed to...
Sammy said that he had a dream that you had a daughter, so I'm going to say jerk, because you joked about the possibility about having another baby, and we don't know the extent of the future.
You think I'm going to have another kid?
No. I don't think so. Sammy thinks so.
Is Sammy the Messiah?
Maybe it's a step kid.
Correct.
It could be a step kid.
And that's why, because
I might have a stepdaughter in my future.
Because I asked.
And did you think that?
I specifically asked. Yeah. Did Titi Allie had a baby in her belly?
And what did he say?
He said, nope. She was older. She was a niña.
Sammy knows.
Sammy knows. So he said, not a baby.
Now I got to find a guy with a daughter. Hold on.
But it was a girl.
Men.
I can do what I want, okay?
No, actually, stay away, please.
I'm claiming jerk because you're joking about something that could actually happen.
Sammy said
you had a daughter, but she did not come from your tummy. Not from mama belly. That's what he said.
Interesting.
Said she was a girl. She was older. She
this
was a niña.
Weird.
Not a baby.
Yes, Owen.
I claim jerk just because of how bad your April Fool's was.
Well, fine. Yeah. Okay, so am I the jerk for telling Owen and Hudson I was pregnant? Oh, the phones are already going crazy. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call and give us your opinion next.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so here we are on Am I the Jerk, and maybe I shouldn't have stepped into this one because...
You did it to yourself, dog.
Gosh, they're reaming me off the air. I'm not in the mood. Now everyone's reaming me.
The crowd is screaming, boo!
That's just you!
Thank you, DZ. Thank you. But yes, Owen and Hudson are in here, and I'm asking, am I the jerk for telling them on April Fool's Day that I was pregnant? Owen abruptly left the room and rolled his eyes and didn't believe it, and Hudson genuinely got upset and said that was not cool and I went too far. Because it upset him that he was not prepared for that news, especially when I didn't even have a boyfriend.
And they're saying they don't want no more siblings. We good.
Well, that's
what we
not
got.
Their choice. But nice try, guys. Nice try. All right, let's start with Jennifer and Brown Deer. How's that this morning? Hi, Jennifer.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm on their side here, but hear me out.
But?
I don't think you're the jerk for doing the prank. I think the prank's hilarious. You are the jerk for saying, I don't know when they ask who the dad is, because that is traumatizing for sons to hear their mom say.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. I do hear that. I do hear
is
what you're
is it traumatizing for a mom to go, I don't know who the father is?
I didn't think about it like
that. I never
that,
thought
but
about
I,
it.
I hear what she's coming from.
The image they would instantly have at that moment is, well, wait.
Wait, what?
What's going on here?
Right.
It'd be a lot to process as a young child. I'm thinking, like, if my parents had been separate and my mom had gotten pregnant, when we had my little sister, mm-hmm. I obviously knew she was from my father, or at least
correct.
I assumed.
Yeah.
But had my mom been a single mom, I would have been like, wait.
And
huh?
with no, yeah, no man. And they, yeah, I don't bring
no
any
man
dudes
involved,
around them.
And then your direct answer is, yeah, I don't know.
And obviously they know I date because they're now 11 and 13. I talk about it. I'm not going to pretend in some little fantasy world. And I tell them all the time, I'm a single mom. I deserve to be loved.
Yep.
Just your father's remarried. Everybody deserves, you know, relationships or love and if they want it.
And they'll get that and we'll get that more as they
understand.
Grow.
Just don't pop up with a random belly bump.
You should have been ready with who the baby daddy was. You should have been ready with who the baby daddy was.
I don't even know who I would have said.
Yeah.
They don't even know anyone I've ever dated except for Pottery Guy, and that was 6 years ago. They don't even barely remember
you
him.
You could have said Pottery Guy was back in the picture.
Oh, stop it. That'd be weird.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yes, Hudson. What? Yes, honey.
All right.
Did you lose your train
with
of thought?
No. With how expensive we both are, we're going into debt with the next kid.
He's not wrong.
Well, true.
No, he's not wrong.
That's my own fault, though.
I about their college funds, too, Allie.
I got to respect that. They're going, listen, I'm not trying
worry,
to split
I'm
my pot
going.
With no... I'm not saying, nope. My
don't
pot of gold stays here.
Yeah. I got to be on their side here.
Fine. All right, Jennifer, sure. Fine. I'm the jerk.
Have a great rest of your summer, boys. Enjoy school next year.
Thank you.
No. Bye, Jennifer. We appreciate
love you. Love you all.
Love you back.
I mean, we're not gonna, but thanks.
Stop it, Hudson. All right. So she said I'm a jerk for telling you guys I was pregnant. Let's go to Lucy in Hartford. Hi, Lucy. Good morning.
Hello.
They were all excited. They said they listen every day.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You don't got to be nice.
Yeah.
So basically, I think that Allie is not the jerk because...
Yes.
It's April Fool's, and if it's April Fool's, honestly, pulling a joke is the right move. Because who doesn't want to pull a joke on April Fool's?
Thank you. Lucy, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm turning 11.
Perfect.
Nice.
Just what I needed to hear because Hudson's 11.
Yep.
No.
Talk to Lucy. Yep. Talk to your peer.
I mean, she is still crazy for doing this because I
do you know who your mom is? Have you met me?
Yeah.
I remember like a week after the incident. Every time I've remembered the incident, I just feel like this weird like.
You're traumatized.
I'm traumatized.
I traumatized him, which is what makes me possibly the jerk. But it's not true. Like, I'm not pregnant. It's like you had a bad dream, but it wasn't real.
And he keeps waking up thinking it was real.
Yeah.
But Sammy.
But Sammy said I have a daughter
Sammy
coming.
Sammy did say he
Although,
saw you with a daughter.
Lucy had my back, though. She said, it's April Fool's.
Yeah.
Nice pull, Mom. That's what Lucy's basically saying.
It's the only... Had it been April 2nd? Not funny.
That wouldn't have been cool.
April 1st, it counts. It's cool.
Let me just prove
yes,
something.
Yes, Owen. Talking to the mic, babe.
So, it's funny to pull an April Fool's prank. Ha, ha, ha. But... Talking about something that serious and joking about that.
You're saying that it was too serious, and that's why it went too far. And
they
keep
defending it well.
No, that's what I'm saying.
A serious
I brought
joke.
It up, even though it's funny. Like it's, I also get why it was not funny to
because
them. And it's rare that I do jokes like that, and they get upset with me.
That
normally we laugh it off.
It sounds like Lucy's not changing her answer. She says not the
my
jerk.
Girl. Thanks, Lucy.
She has one idea.
Oh, what's
you
the idea?
You know what has made it funnier?
What?
Saying the dad was a celebrity.
Oh! Ryan Reynolds.
When you hear this next year, Lucy, just know where it came from. Great idea.
All right. It's not Ryan Reynolds because he's married, but I wish.
Jason Momoa.
Yes, Hudson.
Bye, Lucy.
Okay. I didn't even want to let... Thank you, Lucy. I didn't even want to let Hudson go, but he's literally waving his hand in my face like a kid in class who needs to say something. Yes, honey.
But it's a very sensitive topic for like a lot of women because a lot of people like get pregnant and then like lose the father.
Or can't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or get pregnant and lose the baby. I didn't even think about losing the father. Is that where you went?
There's a lot of variables.
Well, what I mean like losing the father, I didn't mean like him like... I meant like him like leaving.
Ah.
You should have said something like, I'm getting married. Because we all
You're right, Hudson. Know. It's not funny. You're right. There is some stuff there to discuss.
There's some seriousness there, but
I don't know. I'm just going to move. We're split. Let's go to Ariana and West Dallas.
Who coincidentally just earned her own theme song.
Hey! And she deserves it because she's my savior. She saved me, but we're not talking about that today.
Hi, good party.
Wepa.
Ariana, good morning. Hi. All right. So we're split down the middle.
I'm actually going to go with Owen and Hudson on this one, Allie.
Hold the theme song.
I love you. Was a jerk move. Even my 11-year-old daughter, Natalia, she was like, Mom, would you do that? I was like, eh. And she goes, that's a jerk, Mom.
Wow.
All the kids are mad at me today. Dang.
Because they're looking at their parents going, if you even dare.
If you dare did that, I'd be so upset.
It's true. Like, if Sammy's dream does come true, they're not going to believe you. They're like, nah, Mom, you know?
This is true.
So that too, and then I'm super opposed to people saying I'm pregnant on April Fool's because there's a lot of women, as a woman, mm-hmm. that can't get pregnant.
Correct.
That can't have kids, you know?
Layers.
Not the only one, there's a lot of people that do that on April Fool's, mm-hmm. so that kind of sucks, you know? For the mm-hmm. women that can't get pregnant or lose their kids or something like that. But no, I go on this with Owen and Hudson. I'm sorry, Ellie. I love you, but yeah. You're
after all that, and what am I going to say to that? She's like, and women lose their children. But anyway, I'm totally against you, Ellie. I'm like, okay.
Voice of reason.
I guess I have nothing to say.
Ariana the savior. Nah, she's
right.
No,
she is right. I get why it's insensitive. 100%. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. And so I will apologize today. I'm sorry I did that, boys. I'm really sorry.
Oh.
No, I really am.
And I love how they said that. They just enjoy their little family. I actually just got remarried this January. My husband wants another kid. My daughter's like, no, Mom, no. I'm enough with my brother.
We're at max.
And just we're maxed out.
You know, we're maxed out. Mm. But it's true. Like, you know, like.
You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, but no.
You're right. You know what?
My husband, you enjoy your summer, gentlemen, okay? Mm-hmm.
All right, Ariana.
Appreciate you, Ariana.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye, you guys. Love you guys. Bye. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
I did love that. Was my favorite part was when Hudson said, I said, what if I was pregnant? Like, what's the big, he said, I like our little family, which is the three of us.
That is cute.
It has been the three of us for 12 years. You know what I mean? So I get it. I even only know the three of us.
Right.
I mean, I do date, obviously. The kids know I date when they're at their dad's and whatnot, but I have trouble even imagining bringing anyone into their lives. I'm keeping it real right in front of you guys.
Because
it's been so long, just the three of us at this point. You know, it might be when they're in college.
Anybody else, right?
Yeah, it seems weird. So I'm sorry. I'll take the L, okay?
Do you guys accept Mom's apology?
Did you just say take the L in the big 25?
Not if you say that.
Are you insane?
No, it's okay.
They're telling me nobody says that anymore. Is that what you're implying?
No one said that to 2017.
We're old. We can say that. It's okay.
I apologize, and then they come for me. Thank you, DZ.
Gentlemen, do you guys accept Mom. Your mother's apology?
Sure.
Nah?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Come hug me. I'm not kidding. Come
hug
over
your mother.
Here.
Come on, group
Put
hug.
Put the headphones down.
Group hug.
I don't care if you're 6'4", Owen. Come hug me.
Ain't nobody getting no tacos and tequilas until y'all all hug.
Oh, pick me up. Oh, you pick me up.
Pick you up.
Yeah, you pick me up. Pick me up.
He just did.
Oh, you're so heavy.
get away from me. He said, my 13-year-old just picked me up, you guys.
I'm trying.
You can't pick me up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Oh, God! Okay.
No,
love
no,
you.
No.
We should
we'll
have videoed that. All right,
we
got to
be at the Princeton Club.
Thanks. Thank you. And so do they. They have memberships as well.
Let's get it.
Thank you for accepting my apology. Love you, boys. I really do.
I
love
didn't
you.
Accept it.
Oh, my gosh, Hudson.
Tomorrow is Hudson the Jerk for not accepting. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, let's move on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.